Imagine living in a world where major events, assassinations, terrorist attacks, even cultural movements, are not random occurrences, but carefully orchestrated performances designed to transform your consciousness. This is the unsettling premise of Michael A. Hoffman's Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare. Behind the curtain of everyday reality operates what Hoffman calls the cryptocracy, a hidden network of occult elites who manipulate society through sophisticated psychological techniques. Their methods combine ancient ritual symbolism with modern media control to shape human perception and behavior at a mass scale. The most disturbing aspect isn't just the existence of this shadow government, but how they've evolved from simple secrecy to something far more insidious, deliberately revealing their methods while mocking a public too fractured and distracted to respond. What if the greatest trick wasn't convincing us the devil doesn't exist, but rather showing us his face while we remained paralyzed to act? For millennia, utopian ambitions to perfect humanity have led only to catastrophe. The cryptocracy exploits this by convincing people they're too intelligent to be deceived, creating a gullible population embracing harmful symbols with childlike trust. Medieval peasants would have recognized threatening imagery, but modern humans march toward enslavement while believing themselves free. The manipulation works through the double mind, contradictory messages that simultaneously condemn and celebrate violence, sex, and occultism. News programs denounce pornography while entertainment sections promote it. Films like The Exorcist ostensibly condemn Satanism while actually promoting it through powerful imagery, creating collective schizophrenia. Despite recognizing this control system, the mysterious they who suppress cancer cures and orchestrate political events, we refuse to take responsibility. We prefer remaining passive consumers of comfortable illusions rather than challenging the system. As Hoffman notes, the foster mothers of the human race, at least in the West, are cows. We've become domesticated livestock, celebrating our own processing while scorning protective traditional wisdom. The cryptocracy's most disturbing manipulation involves ceremonial murders that implant mental viruses in public consciousness. Serial killers like Jack the Ripper were actors in orchestrated psychodramas containing hidden messages. Researcher Stephen Knight identified the Ripper killings as Masonic ritual murders directed by British government figures, including Queen Victoria's physician, Sir William Gull. These murders followed precise Masonic patterns, throats cut from left to right matching the entered apprentice penal sign, intestines placed over shoulders mimicking the ritual killing of the three Jews. Murder sites had Masonic significance, like Mitre Square with its lodge connections. A message at one scene, "The Jews are the men that will not be blamed for nothing," was a Masonic calling card that Police Commissioner Warren ordered erased. The Son of Sam murders similarly revealed occult connections beyond David Berkowitz. The killer's letters contain symbols from 19th-century magician Eliphas Levi and references to the Wicked King Wicker, connecting to a film about pagan sacrifice. Through media coverage, these symbols reached millions, creating fear imprints in collective consciousness, much like medieval control through terror, using wicker effigies for human sacrifices. Hoffman's most profound insight is the revelation of the method, where the cryptocracy deliberately reveals its operations to a passive population. Today's controllers find disclosure more effective than concealment. This follows a calculated process. First, media presents an airtight case against a lone nut perpetrator, Oswald Ray Sirhan. Later, when trails have cooled and witnesses are gone, exposés emerge revealing accomplices, broader conspiracies, and institutional involvement, a pattern repeated across major political assassinations and terror attacks. These timed revelations are designed to acclimate the public to disturbing truths while maintaining passive acceptance. a British intelligence source confirmed they structure activities so eventual exposure mimics their initiatory procedure, processing the public through the very investigators trying to expose them. The impact intensifies through ritualistic mocking of victims. When performed with specific occult signs without resistance, it becomes powerful psychological warfare. Public inaction toward these revealed methods constitutes tacit acceptance. Kennedy's assassination represents what Hoffman calls a ritualistic killing of the king ceremony that traumatized America. Dealey Plaza holds profound symbolic significance. Formerly Masonic temple grounds near the Trinity River and Triple Underpass and close to the 33rd parallel, significant in Scottish Rite Freemasonry. The mysterious Three Tramps mirrors the Masonic allegory of three unworthy craftsmen from Hiram Abiff's murder. This public execution transformed American culture. Conservative fashion gave way to psychedelic expressions. Traditional music evolved into experimental forms, and recreational drug use entered the mainstream. The Warren Commission's controversial conclusions forced Americans to confront an unsettling reality, a shadow government operating beyond democratic control. Drawing from anthropologist James Frazer's The Golden Bough, Hoffman shows how ritual regicide transfers power to successors. The Beatles' rise after Kennedy's death represented a calculated shift from America's Camelot to a psychedelic Oz, while darker themes infiltrated media. This symbolic web extends to Lenin's 1980 assassination outside Manhattan's Dakota Building, a location linked to Rosemary's Baby. Hoffman documents occult connections between Lenin's assassin and counterculture figures, suggesting orchestrated cultural chaos. Our psychic engineers are creating a golem or hunnimal, a monstrous fusion of human genetics, computer technology, and medical experimentation. Hoffman traces this to the Babylonian Talmud, where Rabbi Rava created an artificial man demonstrating powerful magical abilities. When first published, scientists were beginning to cross swine with humans for spare parts. Now, genetically engineered part-human pigs provide cells injected into human brains. Corporations holding patents on these human-swine hybrids stand to profit billions. Hoffman references Cronenberg's Videodrome as a video Rosicrucian manifesto revealing cryptocracy plans. The film depicts a TV producer battling executives while receiving computer-transmitted hallucinations through a virtual reality helmet, with violence enhancing receptivity to the Videodrome signal. This fiction mirrors our reality, a population immersed in manufactured illusions through screens and simulated experiences. As wild nature vanishes, humanity becomes cut off from the voice of God and enslaved as drone bees, wired, processed, helmeted, and programmed. Each technology diminishes our autonomy, reducing us to mere cells in their digital hive. We face a choice between authentic human experience rooted in nature or surrendering to artificial reality constructed by the cryptocracy. Resistance requires separation from manipulative technology and media. We should immerse ourselves in great books, starting with the Bible, rather than digital stimulation. The Bible designates as holy that which has been set apart. To maintain our humanity, we must separate from the digital empire. Historical figures warned of these dangers. Christopher Marlowe defied establishment powers through works like Dr. Faustus, urging humanity to stay within the limits of nature. Edgar Allan Poe opposed modernity and viewed the universe as an aesthetic object rather than technology to manipulate. Nikola Tesla exemplified scientific genius working in harmony with nature, contrary to modern corrupted science. We must recognize the psychological operations conducted against us daily. Understanding the alchemical processing from targeted advertising to social engineering through digital platforms allows us to reclaim our authentic humanity. The most revolutionary act today isn't violent resistance, but simply unplugging from manufactured systems, questioning dominant narratives, and rediscovering genuine human experience and connection with the natural world.